Blog Talk Radio.
To be on this side of the earth, grateful, thankful, and blessed to be a child of the Most High God and to have another day, because somebody didn't wake up this morning. My condolences to my church family. We lost the mother of our church on yesterday. The one thing I know is that she is with God. Woo! And I love to say the woman, mother, friend, awesome woman of God, gave the best hug that you could ever want or need. So my condolences to the Roberts Medley Hearing family on the loss of their loved one, and to Table of Life Ministries on the loss of our mother, of our church, and our loved one. I am so grateful that God gave her 93 years of life, 93 years on this side. And I tell you, she was a blessing to so many, more than she even realized how many people loved and respected and continue and will continue to love and respect her as a great woman of God. So thanking all of you this morning for coming with me and being with me as we get ready to move through the New Testament and our Psalms and our Proverbs this morning. I'm just grateful to be a child of God. I'm grateful to know that he is good and that his mercy endures forever and all time. I'm grateful to be blessed to be a child of the Most High, knowing that we are loved beyond measure. We are loved beyond anything we could ever think or feel. We are blessed beyond measure to be sons and daughters of the Most High. And the word that God gave me this morning was be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. And as we are dealing with some worldwide events right now, humility is not one of the things that people are thinking of. Folks are ready to go to war, ready to annihilate each other, to kill children, to kill seniors, to kill anything and everything because they can. And we need to pray. We need to pray for all of our world, all of our nations, all of the things that we take for granted. We can no longer take for granted what we have. We have to pray. We have to be peaceable with each other. We have to know who we belong to, and we are sons and daughters of the Most High, who cares about us more than we could ever imagine. So let's pray this morning, Father God, with a humble heart, lifting up my pastor and her family as they get ready for the homegoing of her mother-in-law, the mother of our church, and her friend. Lord God, I lift up the Medley and Smalley family and all the rest of their family as they get ready to send a mother home to glory with a party of celebration. But we know absence from the body is in the presence of the Lord. Father God, I pray for the newness of the life, the same and should now reunited with our Pastor Paul. Father God, as I lift up this mighty word this morning, I pray that it touches someone's heart, someone's mind, and someone's spirit, that they will know that they are children of the Most High and that they are loved beyond measure. Father God, I thank you for another day. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you, Lord, that there will be peace because no one understands, and they need to understand that there is only one God and it is you, and you are in charge of everything. And if things don't stop, you will send a storm. You will send a storm that nobody will be able to move. You will send a storm that no bombs will be able to be launched. You will send a storm that will drown out tunnels. You will send a storm that will change the lives of the Middle East. Father God, I pray for our nations, and I pray for peace. And I ask you, Lord God, to send a rain. Send the rain. Send the rain that there will be fire. Tongues of fire that will speak your word. Tongues of fire that will lift up and not tear down. Father God, I pray for peace in our world, God, that this planet will not be destroyed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, when you can't, things of the world are weighing in on your spirit. When you see children dead in the streets, when you see babies dying, it's hard, especially when you have a love for children. And when you look at your grandchild and you see his smiles and you see his joy, and you think about other people looking at their grandchildren die dead in the streets because of war. War is a powerful thing. There's nothing about belief among you. So we must pray, and we must look up, and we must give our glory, and we must put it all in the hands of the Lord. God is in charge of everything. And when we come to that realization that God is in charge, everything else falls into place. Give it to the Lord. And they say, I hand it over to the Lord. And that's what we have to do. If you let him, and we're going to let Jesus work it out. And our word for this morning is coming out of the 119th Psalm, starting at verse 137. And we will be going to verse 160 in our psalm. So please join me in the 119th Psalm, starting at verse 137. Our Proverbs will be Proverbs chapter 28, verses 9 through 12. And we will be in two books this morning. We will be finishing up Titus chapter 3. And we will be going into Hebrews chapter 1. So this is Bible reading. This is Bible teaching. And let's get into the Word of God in our 119th Psalm, Psalm. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your love is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delight. The righteousness of your testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. We need understanding of the word of God. Father God, give us understanding. Give us clarity. Give us everything we need to understand. Cure us. I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. They draw near to follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth concerning your testimony. I have known of old that you have found him for ever. Consider my affliction and deliver me. God, do not forget. Plead my cause and receive me. Guide me according to your word. Salvation starts from the wicked. But they do not seek all your tender mercy. Revive me according to your judgment. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is true. Everyone their life is threatened forever. Are we trusting God today? Are we thinking we can do it all on our own? We cannot. We have to trust the Most High. Proverbs 28:9 One who turns away is even from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in the evil way, he himself will fall into the blameless will inherit good. Can you hear that? The blameless will inherit good. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 11, the rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. We got to keep an eye out on some. We got to not fall for the okey-doke of foolishness. We got to trust God in all things and in all our ways. We have to trust in him. Proverbs 28:12 When the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. We say that again. When the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. There is great glory. God, we got to trust him. The what's alive. Titus chapter 3. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready to say good words, to speak evil of no one. Can I say that again? Speak evil of no one. This is our word for today. Be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. But we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and hateful and angry, and the power of sin. And when I think of the washing, I still go back to Tuesday night when my pastor washed my feet. It was a humility and a humbling that I had never felt. I felt the presence of God. I felt the presence of God, especially when my grandson came in and sat down and he and then started up to me. It touched my heart. And then I got to bring my baby and she said, I want to get my feet washed too. These two little people, I we have to understand and try to understand. So I am very grateful for my past watch. Out and are coming in. And as we go back to Titus, life lesson, be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men, Titus 3:2. The way of the cross is the way of potent tenderness. Jesus has all power, yet he came to serve, not to be served. Paul says that in lowliness of mind, one should esteem others better than himself. Don't be ashamed to get your feet washed, and don't be ashamed to wash feet. Hallelujah. I believe in the blessings that come from the humility of washing one's feet, washing someone else's feet, washing the feet of a child. I can't say it enough how much that touched my heart was seeing the children wanting to be blessed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as I thought about it, he has been about to get the feet washed by our path. And we have two children. Get them to us by myself. And a pastor, she would watch and look at that whole thing. It was 13 and got beat rush Tuesday night. We are celebrating our 13 years in ministry. And I thought, wow, and then those who have believed in God, Jesus will say thank you. Good work, because that's only when we try to use and earn them. And then Paul will say that in his other place, God, about his grace, saving the equation, Titus 3:8. Titus 3:9 will say, genealogies and teachings about the law, where they are possible. How do you know the dispute of death and argument are probably becomes foolish? When God is in these things, even the interactions of things reflect God's love too. When he isn't just like that. And how many times have we seen that the family in church synagogue. We have seen plain masses come up many times. And we got to ask God, Lord, we rebuke that in Jesus' name. We got to rebuke dispute and foolishness. Don't get caught up in he said, she said. Don't get caught up in the foolishness that folks try to come at you with. Nope, I don't have time for that. And keep it moving. Because we are all sons and daughters of the Most High, and we are loved by him. We are adored by him. And he wants the best for us. And we have one chapter book, Solomon. That's it, one chapter. And this one letter, it's a letter, actually. This letter was written by Paul. It was probably written about 1860. Paul said, and it said, yes, Solomon is a fellow labor of all, but of the Christian love and generosity. But the apostle I was deeply said that someone is given to take back a runaway soul who are putting their faith in themselves, one of whom I have begun in my time. If thou and therefore part, I will feel my as myself. One of us was an escaped slave. And Paul wanted him to be given grace. Quotable, I thank my God, thank you, he always in my friend. Hearing thy of my love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Verses 1, 4 through 5. Having confidence in the obedience I wrote until thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. The 1 verse 21. Beneath usual, with only one chapter and 25 verses, Philemon is the shortest apostle letter in the Bible. So what? Christians are called to forgive, and here's a practical example to consider. With God's help, will you let go of the grudges? With God's help, will you let go of your grudges? And I'm going to go ahead and give the, what the Bible says about Hebrews. And then we'll go right into Hebrews chapter 7. And it's this. We do all. Luke, Barnabas, all being suggested. Probably sometimes we do. He said he was responsible for sacrifice. And in details, please, written to Jewish Christians, this long letter emphasizes the superiority of Christianity to all Jesus is so much better than angels, Moses, and previous animal sacrifices. But if the blood of living is the absence of heaven, sprinkling the unclean sacrifice to the purifying of the flesh, Hebrews asks how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from evil to serve the living God. Jewish Christians, some of whom were apparently laboring that I meant to Jesus, reminded Christ the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon that mind. Chapter 8, verse 6. A woman all sacrifice provided eternal redemption. Chapter 9, verse 20. Quotable. How shall we escape if we neglect to get salvation? Chapter 2, verse 3, which we should begin on tomorrow. There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. Chapter 4, verse 9. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Chapter 9, verse 27. Prophecy is the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Chapter 10, verse 25. And what we all know, chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of hope for, the evidence of therefore sin. We also are compelled about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us let that die everything, the sin which so easily is, and let us run with faith the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus Christ and teacher of our faith. That brotherly love continues, chapter 15 and 1. The unique and unusual about Hebrews. Hebrews is one of only two New Testament letters. The other being first time, that includes no greeting or hint of an author. Having therefore brothers, boldness, this is a strong word. Having therefore brothers, boldness, and hint of hope by the blood of Jesus, to draw near with a pure heart, in full assurance of faith, as our hearts sprinkled from it, and our bodies washed with pure water. Praise the Lord, somebody. Chapter 10, verse 19 and 20 of Hebrews. Let's get in for our letter. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and to Thelemon, our beloved friend, and our brother, to the beloved apostle, our keeper, our fellow folks, in your house, grace to you from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention we will always him up, of your love and faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus, toward all the things that the sharing of your faith, every good thing is in you, in Jesus Christ. But we have great joy and consolation. But we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you. Therefore, though I must be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting, yet for love's sake, I rather appeal to you in such as one as Paul, the age and all flow of Jesus Christ. I appeal to you for my son, I am while in my chains. Unprofitable to you, but now it's profitable to you and to me. I am sending him back. You therefore receive him in my own heart, whom I wish to keep with me, that on your behalf he might minister to me in my chains for the gospel. But with that, that you're with me, you cannot be. While this that you might receive him forever, no longer as a place, but more than a brother. But how much more to you than you as a partner receiving a new word? But if he has possible opportunity that my I part of the writing with my own hand. I will repay, not to mention to you that you only eat your own self and power. Your brother, let me have, yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord, especially my heart in the Lord. And confident in your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. But meanwhile, after, but also for me, watch Amen. And as we go into Philemon chapter, verse 19, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in Christ. Paul was a friend, Philemon, to know that his testimony to outsiders about the glory of Jesus will become strong and powerful as he meditates on how much Christ had done for him. And we have to think the same way. How much has Jesus Christ done for you? He has saved my soul. He has made me whole. Yes, I have a whole lot to do to get better. And excited when I thank God for hope in him. Philemon chapter 14, that your good deeds might not be by compulsion, as it were by voluntary. God has the power to compel us to do anything he wants, but he does not normally choose to use that power. Why not? Because he wants willing and joyful hearts, not grudging and sour ones. Philemon 15, perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever. And Dr. Stanley tells us, Paul does not know why God allowed the slave ornaments to run away from his Christian map. The escape probably caused some economic damage, but he conjectured an answer based on the grace of God. He was on how he, I'm sure, felt that I got to get to Paul. God put in his spirit, you got to go learn from Paul. You got to go and become a brother and not a slave with Paul. Compel him to become a brother and not a slave. I believe that he was sent by God. God gave him freedom through the love of Jesus Christ. I believe. In Hebrews chapter 1, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all who also he made the world, who made the brightness of his glory and expressed image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angel, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. And to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. But when he again brings the first morning to the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angel spirit and his ministers a flame of fire? But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish, but you remain. They will all grow old like garments, like the cloak you have folded them up, and will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits? Then what to minister to those who will inherit salvation? Wow, what a word.
And as we go back to answer some of the questions, what is? What is? It rises up through a like a shutter on a chicken. We brought it to what is? What if I am not pleasing to God? What if that is something still sitting between the two of us? What if I'm not really saying? Things are like surely felt shivers of security. I see many people out there to make a comment for this evening. Tomorrow will be the end of the peace storm indicated whether he has survived being in God's holy presence. And the bell start ringing, the people knew that the priest had failed to make acceptable sacrifice to God for them. For Christians, that is never the uncertainty of being accepted. But we are served by a very different high priest. Hebrews 23 assures us that Jesus, when he died by himself, set himself at the right hand of the majesty on high. Have you ever felt the tremble of uncertainty in your heart? There are no more what ifs. But the person who has believed in Jesus Christ, because he is the perfect priest. He is also able to save to the utmost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make for them. 25. And, you know, and I think about another song that used to be sung when I was little, to the utmost, Jesus saved. To the utmost, Jesus says, we have got to put our trust in him. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the saints, Jesus says. Hebrews 8, to the Son, he says, the throne, O God, is forever. Repeatedly, the book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus is to be worshipped as God, praised as the Creator, recognized as ruler, glorified as God's only Son. When we hear Jesus, we hear God. When we observe Jesus, we observe God. If we ever want to know what God is like, ask or where he's like, all we have to do is watch Jesus. Again. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And this is what it says. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. God is in charge of everything. He's in charge of the morning. He's in charge of the evening. He's in charge of day. He's in charge of night. God created it all. And we understand that the Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ are one. God sent a part of himself, a son created by the Spirit of God, to be placed within woman so that it would come out as flesh. We've got to know we are children of the Most High and that we are loved by him. Hebrews 1 and 14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? God sends his messengers. He sends angels to us. I believe there is an angel assigned to me. And I know that that angel has been with me since I was a little girl. I remember waking to being caressed on my hand by something soft, something beautiful. I felt the presence as a child of God. And all I knew was I had to get to his house. I had to go to church. I had to be in the presence of God. I felt it
Yahweh in my spirit. And after that touch, my life changed. So I know that I was touched by an angel. I can do nothing more than thank God every day that I wake up. Lord, thank you for that touch of an angel. And I believe in my heart that God sent that angel to protect his child. And I would never, ever not do what God tells me to do. I love him that much, and I can only say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, are they not all ministry spirits sent forth to minister for those who inherit salvation? We may not see most of their activities, but God has given his angels the job of ministering to us. We may never know how often an angel spares us from injury, guided us to engineer some success. And I can only say, 7 years old, hit by a car, I'm still here. Praise God. Falling and hitting my head, busting it open, I'm still here. Falling through glass and cutting my arm close to the vein, artery vein in my wrist, I'm still here. Car accident, I'm still here. I can only say thank you, God. I'm still here to do what God calls me to do. So never give up on God, because he will not give up on you. Hallelujah. I'm filled up this morning. I can't help it. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for my Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you. And before we leave this morning, words for my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. A word for yesterday. Whew, all up in the lesson. Be grateful for today and never take anything for granted. Life is a blessing. Hallelujah. Whew. I can do nothing more than say thank you, my sister in Christ. You are so loving and kind. Good morning. God can do anything but fail. Have an abundantly blessed, whew, Sunday. And as we always say, find a Bible believing, Bible teaching church. Don't just say, I don't feel like going that stuff. Those people get on my nerves. I'm speaking for me, because that was my attitude. That was my attitude. I don't need to go to no church. I don't have time for all of that foolishness. Because all they do is they hook and holler, and they just nasty, and I don't want to be a part of all of that. Have that attitude. Horrible attitude. Knowing how good God had been in my life, I allowed the enemy to come in and take a seat using offense. And we cannot do that. We cannot allow offense to knock us off our square. We got to trust God. And the prayers that I got in our prayer book for yesterday and today is, until I do. Certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. 66 Psalm, verse 19. Say, God, my shield, you keep me secure in the safety of your arms. I won't be afraid because you are with me. Your faithful love covers me in my present and momentary trouble. I know that you hear me. You won't ignore me or let me waste away. Even as I cry out for you, I realize that I am already inside your embrace. There is nothing that can separate me from you. You will always answer me. I am strengthened with the support of your arms. Holding me, I am fully covered from head to toe with the kindness of your mercy that has called me your own. I bear your signature. No one can erase it. It is written into my DNA. Whew. Hallelujah. Divine and naturally anointed. Hallelujah. I am so incredibly thankful for you and that I am found in you. May I remain firmly fastened to you all the days of my life. And the question is, when was the last time God answered one of your prayers? He's always answered my prayers. And I thank God for his grace and his mercy. And for today, a word, not alone. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Creator, you were so full of intention in everything you formed. You took your time in creativity, making everything from the sun to the fish. From the sun to the fish. In the sea, your breath brought flesh and bone to life. Making man in your image, you knew that isolation wasn't the way. Relationship would always be the context for the meaning of life. Thank you for setting us in connection with each other and with you from the start. Heal the broken mindset of your people that say that isolation and independence are preferable. Your way is not easy, but it is the better way. Help me to choose the way of love that lays down its own inclinations in favor of the power only experienced in connection with others. I want to choose to show up, not just physically, but emotionally as well. Putting to death the idea that my attention doesn't matter. Give me perspective when I need it. You always know what you're doing, and I submit to you. And the questions again, when was the last time God answered one of your prayers? And the next one is, do you depend on yourself more than others? And our word for today, as we get ready to wrap up, the golden rule. Do unto others what you want them to do to you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and teaching of the prophets. Merciful God, as we get ready to end our show today, we know you never withhold your compassion from those who need it. Your kindness never runs out, and your love is an endless supply. May I never swerve from the golden rule that says to treat others the way I would want to be treated. Reciting this seems so flat, I don't want your truth to become stale. I will freely extend mercy to others, confident that I need it myself on a regular basis. I will forgive quickly, not wanting any grudges held against me. I will give people the benefit of the doubt, hoping others will have the same courtesy. I will be honest and direct with my needs and expectations in love, knowing that is how I would want to be communicated with. In all I do, let me honor others as I would like to be honored. May the revelation of your love intensify this desire within me. And our question as we end the day is, are your attitudes and actions consistent with how you expect to be treated by others? And so our three questions to think about for this weekend is this. When was the last time God answered one of your prayers? Do you depend on yourself more than others? Are your attitudes and actions consistent with how you expect to be treated by others? And that is our word for this morning. Thank you all for joining me today. I pray that God watches over you, that God blesses you, that God gives you everything you need and more than you could ever ask for. I ask God to heal bodies, minds, and spirits, that God will always get the glory in everything that is done. And I pray for all bereaved families. I pray for the sick and the shut-in. I pray for children. I pray for all those in war-torn areas of this world. I pray for this United States of America that we will one day be united in love and that we will all remember the rules of God to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and that we will pray for peace and for love, for goodness and kindness, that we will not only feet on the fruit of the Spirit, that we will live the fruit of the Spirit, that we will have self-control. Even in our long-suffering, we will never forget to love. Heavenly Father, I pray our prayer, may the Lord watch between me and thee, family, while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray peace over you all and blessings and love. Have a blessed and wonderful day in Jesus' name. I pray over you and yours. Amen. Family, it's a wrap, because I am going to Sunday school this morning, and I will not let distractions hold me back. Have a blessed day. It's a wrap. I hope you all enjoyed your extra hour of rest this morning as we move forward. May your rest always be